Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey. All right. It's Friday afternoon, Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. A little warm for me this time of year, but getting cooler coming up. It's good news. We've been talking about this government shutdown that does continue, and it's just really, really sad. It's day 38 right now. It's the longest shutdown in history, and you got to thank both parties for it. You got to blame both parties for it. And we're being affected by this. And as I've said, many of you are getting ready to travel over the Thanksgiving holidays, and you're go visit family, and family's going to come visit you. The FAA is warning that there are going to be major flight delays. They're scaling back on air traffic at 40 major airports. 1,000 domestic flights were canceled and over 500 delayed as of this morning. And I told you recently on my trip to Portland and back, I had a pretty good delay going there and a pretty good delay coming back. The FAA estimates that between 3,500 and 4,000 flights could be impacted as a result of reduced operations because of the strike. And as we get closer to the holidays, the air traffic controllers are working without pay and with reduced staffs. Now, look, I want the plane that I'm on to be tracked by really keen, competent, thinking, very satisfied air traffic controllers. I don't want somebody PO'd because he or she is not getting paid. I want that plane tracked. I mean, there's so many people out there. Wait, let me share something with you that I'm just really tired of right now. I'm sure you're, it just ended. These phone calls, these robocalls are just, are you getting as many as I am?
I get probably 10. I got 10 on this phone in the last hour.
It's
so two out of five times I pick up the phone in the control room, it's, hello, Rachel from Card Member Services or whatever. You know, it drives me crazy.
Well, you know what else
Look,
drives
here's
me?
Somebody, let's, there's see line two is ringing a line. Let's see who that is.
Okay.
WWL, what's your name, please? All right, well, JD from Jackson, thank you very much. I'm going to put you on hold 1 second.
Okay, right, so it's a real caller. Just ruined the whole bit.
Hang on 1 second. Just ruined the whole bit.
You know, it's because it's going to end December 7th because this is the period of time where people are dealing with their health insurance. And this is when you can change your health insurance and Medicare, Medicaid. But you know, they're getting really tricky because they put a name with the number, or the other day it was Rooms to Go. I got a call from Rooms to Go last night, but it wasn't really Rooms to Go. They're just putting names up there so you think it's something that's important. Or if you bought something from Rooms to Go recently, you might think that there's a reason that they're calling you. I mean, I find it a total invasion of privacy. I really do. I mean, I know it's a legitimate way for some people to do business, but I don't like it. And I would love for that to just be eliminated. And right now, it's just, it's insane. These calls that are just constant. So anyway, I was just getting one on my personal phone, and I wanted to just let you hear the phone ring. I mean, I've got it on silent, but it's amazing how many calls somebody's going to get. I mean, I know you're getting the calls as well as I am, and I'm sure it's aggravating for you as well. So I was just talking about getting closer to the holidays now, and you know, you should be concerned about flying. And then, again, I want to know that the plane that I'm on is being tracked, because there's so much traffic out there. And you know, when you're flying, if you're at a window seat, you might actually notice this, but there are planes that fly by you all the time. Now, the plane's not that close to you, but the plane that you're on, is planes are flying by it all the time, and you're flying by other planes all the time. And if you really look for it, a lot of times you can see it. But you know, the country's like wide open, so it's not until you get into the city areas that it gets to be really congested. But you know, this is a concern, and let's hope that there are no accidents as a result of the government shutdown. I mean, the government shutdown is actually causing this. Also, this is a big headline. We'll know more about this over the weekend, I'm sure. Three UNO basketball players are banned for life in a college basketball game-fixing case. The investigation revealed sports betting violations, betting-related game manipulations, and/or student athletes providing info to known bettors. And they were also knowingly providing false or misleading information to the investigators. So, I mean, that's just so, it's so bad when you can't believe that even sports is real. All right, it's a free-for-all Friday. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about or something you want to talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Let's go to Dale in New Orleans. Dale, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just wanted to comment on the topic earlier about, you know, telling your kids that you smoke pot and when's the right time and everything. And I have three kids. I've been married 28 years. My son, well, let me back up. I started smoking pot years ago, and I kept it a secret from my family for years. Mm-hmm. And my motivation behind it was because of my extreme anxiety. And I was pretty much didn't want to socialize with people in many situations. I mean, I really wanted to be a recluse. And, when taken at the proper dosages and whatnot, I found that it helped me tremendously. Now, fast forward years later, my son, who's my middle-age kid, he's the middle one anyways, he was going through extreme anxiety that he suffers, no doubt inherited from me. And we had him on all kinds of drugs, and I mean like prescribed drugs. The doctor would change it, and I saw him go from one extreme of thinking there was bugs everywhere as a side effect from one of the medications he was on and would freak out all the way to just turning into a complete vegetable and not being sociable at all, not just with strangers, but not even with us. And and we went through that for years trying to find the right medication for his anxiety. And when he was 20 years old, he was still living at home with us. And, I said to him, hey, I want you to try this and tell me how it feels. And I slowly introduced him to it. And the difference that it made in his life was huge. Shortly thereafter, I mean, he went out and found a job. He has friends outside of the house. He's sociable. He's turned out to be quite successful. And I was so nervous on introducing him to that because I didn't want to make his life worse. Now, with that being said, I have two other kids, one of them being younger, and she's still in high school, and she knows about it. My whole family knows about it. My wife doesn't partake on it. Neither of my other two kids don't partake. It's just primarily me and my son, and they handled it quite well, I think, because they saw the improvement in my son, and after years and years of trying different medications, that honestly is probably the best he's been ever. And with that being said as well, I often talk to him about how much he's using it, and I want him to moderate it. I don't want him to let his life revolve around it, as many people that I see that use it, their life revolves around it. And so I think in a family situation, if you give the proper counseling and you lead by example and show them, look, you know, I don't smoke a lot. I smoke when I feel an anxiety flaring up. I smoke before some events that I know there's going to be a lot of people there, and my anxiety meter is going to be pegged. And so I guess that's my take on it. I was hesitant for years and years, and I finally saw a need to expose my family to it, and it turned out pretty well so far anyways.
Yeah, well, Dale, so where does your son get the pot? Does he just buy it from people on the street, or do you help him get it?
He honestly orders it online.
Okay, okay.
He has it shipped right to the house, yeah.
God bless America.
Yeah. And I, when he first said he was going to do that, I was like scared to death. And but I mean, it's been quite some time now, and you know, it's just like going to the dispensary. You can get the right strains for the right issues. Yeah. And
so you've seen him change in a positive way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some negatives to it, of course. You know, him you know, there's paraphernalia that you have to keep track of and make sure it's put away if some people are visiting or whatever, and
right.
And
right.
So obviously there's drawbacks, but
And then what about your grocery bill? Did that increase at all?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit.
Mom, we're gonna need some more chips.
right. Well, you know, it's just him and I who partake of it. So,
and do you but you still hide it? I mean, you don't do it. Do you do it in front of your family?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. We don't do it in the house. We go out on the back porch. I don't want the house smelling.
Yeah.
Like it's. I mean, you know, we're a productive family, and we want people who come into our house to think we're a productive family.
Dale, have you ever gone a few days without marijuana? You smoke on a regular basis. Have you gone a few days without it? And did you ever start to experience any signs of withdrawal?
There was a time in my life when I would, when I was a lot younger, I did. Now that I'm older, I can go a week or 2 weeks without it, and I'm fine. I don't have the withdrawals or the mental urges. I think with time you kind of know that the ball's in your court. You can always do it whenever you want, but you don't have to. I think that only comes with time. I think right off the bat, you know, people need coaching on everything in moderation.
Well, look, I think there are many ways that marijuana helps people in terms of medicinal use, and I don't smoke now, but I really even support recreational use of marijuana, and I support if somebody wants to do it. I think the way that you handled this with your son and your family, I think it's admirable. I think you did the right thing, and I appreciate you taking time to share your story with us.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Dale, thanks. Okay, let's go to JD in Mississippi. JD, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Scoot?
I'm good.
Yes, I'm Cup Adams talked to you about. Yes, I'm scared. We are already planning. We got family out in town, and they're already planning for us coming in with a air travel like this, and majority of them has already booked some seats on the Amtrak, which they come down before.
Where are you in Mississippi?
I'm in Jackson County.
Okay, so you just get the train from Jackson and come into the city, right?
Well, what they'll do the last two times they come in, they come into Hattiesburg, and we pick them up in Hattiesburg.
Okay.
That's about a little bit of a commute from my house. But now with the new, I think they're going to come into New Orleans and ride the Mardi Gras over and on that right there. And just like you were saying, if you can get a flight, it's not properly, the air traffic controllers are not properly, enough of them there and what have you. So they went ahead, it's eight of them, and so they're going to ride the train in for the holidays.
That's a great way to go.
Yes, sir. Let me say this on this pot situation.
Okay.
I never have smoked it. I never had anything to do with it. I was raised in a Christian home, we had a dairy farm, and I was around everybody. Never had no intentions. And when I got old enough to work public work, I went to work at the mill, and they had a drug test, and I seen, remember when they started that back in the 80s? Mid-80s, am I correct? Something like that, they started drug test at the mill. And I seen three of my good friends lose their job over it. Good guys, what have you, but they lost a good, lifetime job pretty well there for that. But things have changed. I mean, do you agree? I mean, as far as the pot deal and what have you, since they've got it kind of halfway legalized and they can kind of keep
I don't know how much businesses and companies have changed the rules in terms of drug testing. I think if something is legal, I think it's kind of unfair to do testing on something that is legal. Although, there are certain jobs where you don't want somebody to be stoned. But at the same time, you also don't want them to be drunk. And somebody could be drunk and go to work, and somebody could have a hangover and be operating heavy equipment, and that can be dangerous.
Well, the point, and I'll say this, I have 16 employees, and that's what I do. We run heavy equipment. We are heavy civil.
Yeah.
And my insurance company makes me drug test on that because, on that part,
sure.
Right there. Yeah. Whichever one that works for me is either. Yeah. We know them real well or, kin folks. But I never had that problem. But that's the biggest thing. The insurance will make you drug test nowadays. And then I haven't had nobody test positive. But I've heard some of it that they had tested positive, but it was legal what they could buy from a dispensary. So they was able to keep their job on that.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's cool. All right, JD, listen, I got to get to a break here. I appreciate the call, and thanks for listening in Mississippi, and you call us anytime. If you have a comment, want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, this weekend, LSU is traveling to Tuscaloosa to play Alabama, number 4 in the country. Can LSU beat Alabama? We'll talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How about that? This is one of my favorite songs. I love the lyrics. I love the tune itself. This is Jelly Roll. It's from his album Beautifully Broken. The song is called Liar. And this is nominated for a Grammy in the category of Best Contemporary Country Album. And what they've done this year is they have divided country into contemporary country and traditional country. And I think that's fair. I think it's totally fair because there are different areas of the rock pop genre, and there is a distinct difference between contemporary country, crossover country, and traditional country. So I think that's cool. But man, I love this guy, Jelly Roll. I mean, I'm so impressed with his story. I'm so impressed with his music, the lyrics that he writes. He's really, truly, and just an amazing person, in my opinion. Now, look, I mean, the guy did something wrong. He went to prison, so I get that. But, you know, sometimes it's not what we do in life, but it's how we handle the things that we do in life that is important. And I've loved the way that he has handled things, and I do love this song. I'm Scoot. It's Free For All Friday. Let's go to Ed in Kenner. Ed, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going, man?
Good.
I remember back in the day you had you were on B97. Yeah. I think I was in junior high, and I remember Scoot's Sports Shorts, I think it was called. That was your segment, and
it was Scoot's. It was Scoot's Athletic Briefs.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah, and you probably covered at the time, I think there was the Tulane point shaving scandal with the gambling and all that going on at the time.
Yeah.
And it's just surprising that we're going through all this again, I guess, now with these kids, and it's just kind of tragic
It really is, Ed. And when you think about the idea of a player not scoring on purpose because of a betting arrangement, that is just absolutely deplorable behavior.
It is, but I think it was also kind of predictable, I guess, once we started getting into all this, you know, legalized online betting, the online gambling, the you know, all the stuff that has come down the pipe since then. It's so much easier now for these kids to get on these apps and get on this and start getting into it. I think that's part of the problem. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of disappointed with WWL because it seems like, you know, they're kind of in bed with this kind of stuff, at least on a business. You know, you'll run the ads and all that for these, you know, game books or whatever.
Well, Ed, let me say this: it's legal, and it's legal, and the people that advertise with us, we have no reason to believe that there's anything wrong with any of them. And you know, in the same way that a radio station or a TV station might promote beer. You know, there are alcoholics out there who are going to do the wrong thing. There are people who are going to drink and drive and do the wrong thing. But that's not the fault of the beer. And in the case of the betting and the gambling, online gambling and all that stuff, that is it is a new thing. It is totally legitimate as far as we know with our clients. And I don't think there's any reason to blame the gambling. It's the individuals that are involved that make it a bad thing for some people.
I somehow disagree and agree with you, I guess, on this. I mean, I think we've seen and we've known long enough with, you know, human nature, how that goes, but also with gambling. I've seen gambling just totally wreck people's lives. And, I mean, you know, and these kids, I guess they're the latest victims of it. You know, I mean, I guess they made a decision, made a choice.
But Ed, Ed, alcohol has also ruined a lot of lives. And, you know, you're not talking about banning the advertising of alcohol. There are a lot of things that can ruin somebody's life. And I think we really need to place the responsibility on the individual that abuses something. And, you know, just because not everybody can gamble doesn't mean that we shouldn't have advertising for gambling, in the same way that just because some people can't drink, we shouldn't have advertising for adult beverages.
You're not wrong, Scoot, but at the same time, I don't like it.
I understand that. I mean, I get that, and you certainly don't like the things that result from, you know, people who abuse gambling. But again, it's not the fault of the gambling being available. It's the fault of the people who misuse the gambling. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to come right back with more of your comments. And I want to get to some of these big college football games over the weekend and some of the big NFL games over the weekend as well. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, let's see, where is it? I've lost it. It's lost in all of my papers here. Hang on, I'm going to find it in a second. I think I'm going to find it in a second. Hang on. All right, let's see. I promise. I'm going to find it. Where did it go? All right. I don't remember the day or the year. I'll have it in just a moment. But this is the day that... here it is. Okay, this is the day that... Okay, this is about Ted Nugent. And instead of playing Cat Scratch Fever, I wanted to do something else from Ted Nugent, like something from Damn Yankees. He was in the band Damn Yankees. It was on this day in 1974, Rolling Stone magazine reported that Ted Nugent had won the National Squirrel Shooting Archery Contest by picking off a squirrel at 150 yards. Ted Nugent also wiped out 27 more small animals with a handgun during the 3-day event. Ted Nugent likes killing things that have mothers. That's pretty remarkable, though. A football field is 100 yards. To pick off a squirrel in with archery, with a bow and arrow, and 150 yards? I mean, you would have to consider the trajectory and everything, so I respect him for that. But that's all. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the brand new song from Jordan Blue, who was third on American Idol. We've had him on the show. The guy's from here. He is an incredible talent. And this is his new song, Keep Me Up. This is awesome. This is a great song. Listen to this part. I think this is a hit. I think I said American Idol. I meant he was third on America's Got Talent. This is Jordan Blue. I mean, the guy's an incredible, incredible talent. Blue-eyed soul at its best. And what he's doing is amazing. And the resolve that he has to make the right decision with what record company to go with is really very, very admirable. God is a very big presence in his life, but he does secular music, and there's nothing wrong with that. But God drives him, and he has said no to some record companies until he figures out the exact deal that he wants. And I don't think he's being conceited or arrogant. I just don't think he wants to be taken over in terms of creative control, and I respect that. But, you know, you might want to download that song, Keep Me Up by Jordan Blue.
He started out on Bourbon Street, right?
That's well, yeah, and now he's got...
just singing out there for a dollar. Yeah, yeah. Ten Cup out. Now look at him.
A successful audience on TikTok, and he performs, I think, every day at 7 o'clock on TikTok.
He's
got,
right.
got a girlfriend and a baby, and he's supporting his family, doing it his way. And eventually, a record company is going to come along and pick him up. Okay, let's go
You know, I could have a singer-songwriter career. I just choose not to. You know, yeah. I could probably do that.
Well, you choose not to.
I'm into other stuff, you know. It's like I could probably go get a big record contract. I'm just into some other stuff right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I understand that. And I think that's, you know, I think it's admirable to, you know, make that decision about what you want to do, you know. And you just say no to that and you have, you know, done other things and you want to focus on the other things rather than just go do that.
Warner Brothers came calling and I said, yeah. You know, guys, thanks, but no thanks. I got to go rock out with Scoot.
Hey, I'm senior producer with Scoot on the air. What the hell am I going to sign your contract
that's
for?
That's my call. Get out of here. Get that contract out of here. Here's what I think of your contract.
Yeah. All right. And don't think I don't appreciate that loyalty.
Of course.
From LaPlace, Kathy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. I take the medical marijuana gummies. One night I was in so much pain and I was trying to shoot pool. I took one little tiny piece of the hemp and it instantly just stopped.
Really?
It's almost like it takes your mind off of the pain. It takes your mind off the pain.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law's husband had shoulder surgery, and he was taking opiates, and he said it wasn't doing anything. So I gave him a piece of mind, and he said it took his mind totally off the pain.
Wow.
So he's pain-free. He said, you know, the opiates weren't doing anything. So when the doctors tell me we're going to call in opiates, I tell them, it's okay. I got medical marijuana, and it works.
Well, I
and
do.
It will. If your blood pressure refuses to go down, if you take a little piece of that medical marijuana, it will instantly get your blood pressure down, and it will keep it down for like a full, say, 20-some hours. It'll stay down.
Yeah, I believe in the medical use of marijuana, Kathy. I'm glad it's working for you, and I'm glad it works for people who are using it. But I think the medicinal properties of marijuana have helped a lot of people. Let's go to Damon in Morgan City. Hey, Damon. Hello,
hey, school.
Hey, Damon.
Really enjoy your show.
Appreciate that.
But I did want to speak today about the differences in, I mean, I appreciate you kind of defending your company or who paid your check. But the thing about it is we don't tend to want to really bring those who are aiding and abetting in the process of gambling. And then the people at the bottom who actually control shooting the shots, we want to look down on them for monetizing their craft.
Well, they're cheating.
They're not cheating. They're doing the same thing the advertisers are doing when
they're not.
The money off of what they're doing.
Yeah, but they're cheating. I mean, they're not. You know, it's against the rules to bet, and they're betting and they're controlling the outcome of a game.
No, it used to be against the rules to bet. That was the thing. That was the thing against the rules to bet because it could manipulate the game, which is what it has done. The fact that they monetized the ability to bet, that's why. Okay, well now we can bet, but y'all can't cheat though. No, that's wrong. Okay, I'm not gonna shoot. So now I'm cheating the game.
Well, Damon, we're not even talking about the same thing. I mean, cheating is something totally different than betting.
You're manipulating an opportunity to do something. That's the whole point of betting.
You're betting on an outcome. You're betting on what the outcome's going
to
be.
And if I have the opportunity to manipulate the outcome, why is that cheating?
Well, because you're not playing the game fairly. I mean, just go look up the definition of cheating. You're not playing the game fairly. You're not playing the game honestly.
That's the thing about it is who is benefiting from me not scoring? The people y'all betting against?
Damon, this is a nonsensical.
My cheating should be to my opponent.
No, this is a nonsensical conversation. I mean, you can't compare cheating with legitimate gambling.
That's the whole point of it. That's just the same way right now. You don't see a whole lot of commercials for people smoking cigarettes like they did back 20 years ago.
Well, because cigarettes kill people.
Because they realize, you know what, that's the wrong thing to do. The same way
No, it's not just the wrong thing to do. It's that cigarettes kill people.
That was always understood from the start.
It wasn't.
They used to have a sign on the back of it saying, this could kill your children. They still had commercials about it.
They had commercials about it before the evidence was obvious that there was a link between cigarette smoking and cancer, which came around the 1960s. I don't know how we got into that conversation, Damon, but look, cigarettes are not advertised because they kill people. Alcohol doesn't kill people if it's used in moderation. You use cigarettes in moderation, it still kills people. But this idea that advertising gambling, advertising betting is intrinsically wrong is once again, you don't want to hold the individual accountable for their behavior. You want to blame it on the advertising. Well, there's a lot of, what about advertising a fast car? You advertise a car that can go 160 miles an hour. If I get in that car and go 160 miles an hour and get into an accident, is it the fault of the advertisement because they made this car look enticing? No, it's my fault for driving 160 miles an hour. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll come back with more of your comments. And on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2015, presidential candidate Donald Trump hosted Saturday Night Live with musical guest Sia. He asked for a photo of the reclusive songwriter and singer, and she declined, explaining that she doesn't want her gay Mexican fans to think she supports him. Interesting. Yeah, that was a controversial appearance, and that was the year before the election. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1987, at the age of 16, Tiffany had the number one song in America. It was a cover of the 1967 Tommy James and the Shondells song, I Think We're Alone Now. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Free for All Friday continues. Yeah, I promise we're going to start talking about football, some of the big games this weekend of the NFL and college, including Tulane, LSU, and the Saints. And we'll talk about Tom Brady's new pet being a cloned version of his old pet. Would you want to clone your pet? We'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.